What's up, everybody? My name is Kenneth. This is Tacos and Dice, the official podcast of the Gilded Age role-playing system. We're so glad to have you with us. What is Tacos and Dice? Well, it's an actual play podcast, which means we're going to be playing a tabletop RPG game, going through the story of a campaign, and hopefully having fun along the way. With me, as always, is my best friend and designer of the Gilded Age role-playing game, is Travis. How's it going, Travis?
Hey, I'm great.
Travis, for the audience, why don't you give us a quick pitch for what the Gilded Age game is?
So Gilded Age is a tabletop RPG, obviously, but it is a class-based character system with open-ended skills that you can justify however you want to use. The combat is very tactical, so you'll be hearing a lot of words that relate to spaces and movement and AP usage. And the setting is a dieselpunk setting, which is the technology of the 1920s to 1950, but with retrofuturism involved and airships and all sorts of cool stuff. Also, there's magic called guild energy.
Hence the Gilded Age.
Yes.
All right. With us is some friends we've made along the way. Go around the table, just introduce everybody here. First up is Chris. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
And who are you playing in this upcoming campaign?
I am playing Bishop Armstrong.
Awesome. Next to Chris is Thelma. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. And who are you playing?
I am playing Skyro.
And next up and last is Marley. Hello, Marley.
Hello.
And Marley, who are you playing?
I am playing Runia of the Dark Blades.
Runia of the Dark Blades. So mysterious.
Yes.
Great.
Travis, who are you playing?
I'm playing Vic Winters. He's a medic.
Medics are important in this game. So, what we're going to be doing is over the next several hundred episodes, or less, who knows, is playing a campaign that I've devised as the GM. Everybody is in the Kimbrant, which is a country in the Gilded Age military, and they're going on a mission. So let me set the scene for this mission. In the world of Gilded Age, there are, for the purposes of this campaign, there are two countries that everybody needs to concern themselves with. The first, as mentioned earlier, is Kimbrant, and the second is Kimbrant's attempt at a colony, aptly named New Kimbrant. But about 10 years ago in game time, New Kimbrant fought a failed rebellion for their independence. And since then, there's been a lot of bad blood between the two nations. But recently, New Kimbrant has called out for help. A plague is spreading across the colony called the Silver Death, and the colony needs supplies and medical aid. Kimbrant has decided to send a small peacekeeping force of its military with food and supplies to help restore relations between the two countries and to try and solve the spreading sickness. This is where our cast of characters comes in. You all have been assigned to the airship Dauntless, under the command of Captain Isabella Delgado. You are to help escort the supply ship Endeavor to the port town in New Kimbrant. And once you get the medical supplies secured at the port town, you are to travel to the capital city of Odessa and report to a General Isaiah Hondo, who is the leader of the ground forces in New Kimbrant. That is the campaign. We will join everyone in episode 1 on the airship Dauntless, en route to New Kimbrant. Everybody's just looking at me.
We're waiting on you.
Did you hit record yet?
Yeah.
Like 30
the
seconds
GM.
Ago.
We're going to edit this out.
Got it.
You son of a better edit it out. I know where you live.
That's true. Shit.
I guess we got to move now.
Haha.
I will find you. Okay, no. Give me 5 seconds of silence, please.